that's part. What makes the super rich tick? Is there a specific mindset that sets ultra high net worth individuals, as they call them? What sets them apart from the rest of us? Is it nature or nurture that sets them on the path to great financial success? Well, the German sociologist Dr. Reinhold Zeitelmann has been finding out, and he's been telling us more.
I conducted 45 interviews, each lasting 1 or 2 hours, with individuals whose net worth was in the lowest category, between 10 and 30 million euros, but most of them were between 30 million and 1 billion euros. And important, most of them are self-made millionaires. There were some of them, a smaller number, who inherited wealth, but they increased it significantly. And in the end, I had 1,700 pages interviews. And in addition to this, each of the interviewers completed a psychological test, so-called Big Five personality test, with 50 questions. And this was the first time that there is a study with so wealthy people. We not only in Europe, but as well in the United States, there was a study, the people they interviewed, they were, I call them the millionaire next door. They had on average like 5 million. And this is the first study about the very rich. I call them the super rich. Most of them had hundreds of million. And what's very important for me, I wanted to find out whether there is a correlation between their personality and how likely it is that they succeeded in become rich.
Well, yes. What did you find there? Because apart from being humongously wealthy, did they have anything else in common in their personalities?
Yes, sure, absolutely. To say it first, not everyone is the same. Like with poor people, if you have 100 poor people, not everyone is the same, but the same is with rich people. But on the other side, we have a lot of common patterns, and maybe I can speak about the common patterns that I found out, what most of them had in common. Very important thing is that these super rich people enjoy swimming against the stream. So I call them non-conformists. So they do things differently from the majority. And I think it's clear, if you do the same things like everyone, you will not get a completely other result like everyone else. You will only get the same like everyone. And one of the billionaires he had at the time when I had the interview, I made the interview with him, I think he had around 3 billion, but now he has 5 billion euro. He gave a beautiful example. And the example was, there's a herd of cows walking along a path. And on the left, there's a lush field. On the right, the field is quite dry and the grass is nowhere near as lush. And 99 cows go to the field on the left. And the grass, what happens there is quickly eaten, and only one cow go to the right. And this cow gets to eat and eat and eat long after there's no more grass left in the field on the left side. And so this is what all of them had in common. They like to swim against the stream. They enjoy to do things different from other people. This was one thing.
One of the study tells us about, you know, parts of their personalities, and these people swimming against the stream or looking for new opportunities or taking a risk, in fact, and not going for, you know, the lush grass, as the example you illustrated there. Did it tell you anything, though, about their behaviour, how they treat or see other people?
Sure, they act in everything. They act in another way like the majority does. If they haven't done so, they wouldn't be very rich. But I think it's more, what is more important than how they deal with other people is how they deal with themselves. Give me one example to explain what I want to say. Very important was, how do they deal with defeats and with setbacks? Because every one of them had to deal with a lot of defeats during their career. They all experienced setbacks just like everyone else. But now it's the difference. Unlike many other people, the rich do not blame anyone else for their problems. They take responsibility for their mistakes, for their success, but as well for their failures, for their mistake. This is the difference to most people, because most people are this way. If they have a success, it was them. And if they have a setback or a crisis or failure, it were the others. They were bad at school. It was the fault of the teacher, maybe, or it was their parents or the society or whatever. And these rich people think absolutely different. They blame only one person for their defeat, for their setbacks, and that's themselves. And this gives them the feeling of power. If it is my fault, then I can change it. I have the power to change it. This is very important. So you spoke about how they deal with other people. Sure, there are things different, but I think much more important is how they react, the different in their reaction to things that happen.
I suppose one of the things that Anne-Marie and I would most like to know is there any way in which we could become super rich? Can we actually modify our habits, our behaviour, even at this late stage in my career, to somehow actually have enough money in the bank?
If people look in books like this book, this is the 5 easy recipes to get rich or to get rich really quick. It's the wrong book. And I think all these books, we have a lot of this so-called self-help books with people who tell you this easy ways you have to do step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to change. It doesn't work this way. But on the other way, sure, you can learn something. I was 2 months ago in China, because this book was published in Chinese as well. And I was in 5 Chinese cities, and everyone there was very interested in how to become rich in China. And I asked every one of them during my presentations this thing. Imagine if you want to become rich, you would have the opportunity to speak in the next 3 months with 45 very rich people, self-made people, about their career, about their biography, about their attitude, about their experience. Would you do it or not? And everyone agreed, sure, I would do so. But it's not that you get this easy result, but that you start thinking about your own behavior. It's that you start to think about your own attitude. I gave you only these 2 examples about this non-conformism, swimming against the stream, and the other thing was how to deal with setbacks. I want to come back to only these 2 examples. There are much more. You can start now to think about yourself. How do I react when I have setbacks in my life or with my investments? And if I make investments, how do I do it? Have I the courage to swim against the stream and to do things absolutely different to other people? You know, take me as an example. I'm rich myself, but I did it the same way. I invested here in Berlin residential market, and I did it in a time when everyone told me it's absolutely foolish to invest here. And I invested in location where everyone told me it's a crazy idea to do it. But because everyone thought so, I could buy very cheap there this multifamily houses, real estate, and now I sold it 11 years later, when everyone said, now it's the best time to buy, you should invest in real estate, you should invest in Berlin. So I think this is the contrarian approach.
That was Dr. Rainer Zeitelmann on the line from Berlin. He is rich, we are jealous. That study is now been published in book form, The Wealth Elite, a groundbreaking study of the psychology of the super rich. I just can't help but wondering, Anne-Marie, whether there might be just as many people who've tried and failed because of boundless optimism.
Yeah, taking that risk.
Yes.
Eating the grass from the wrong field.
And it didn't work out. Yeah. But maybe that, again, is just the green-eyed monster.